Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And of course, we broadcast out there on the Genesis Communications Network, which is GCNLive.com, on their stations, as well as on selected Salem media stations in some of the biggest radio markets in America. And, of course, we're happy to have all the independents on board with us, too. Very, very appreciative of that. And as I said, we are streaming on the Internet right now, GCNLive.com. My website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can hear the show over there live right now, and many of the same radio stations, too. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and UPS drivers, and the bulk mail center haulers, too, delivering the mail out there all around the countryside, we thank you. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the oil products, getting ready for a dahlia coming our way here in Florida. We'll get to that in a little bit. But just a special thanks out to all of them, because they're working real hard right now to make sure you got gasoline to go where you got to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We also are on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And by the way, Parler's on a sabbatical, so I'm not sure what is going on with Parler. We're also on True Social. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, where he's probably high and dry at the moment, but maybe he'd want to row his boat over here and get some practice, because you'll be in some sea swap over here, I'll tell you. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Do you have knee-high boots?
No. Well, it's actually a heat wave.
You don't have knee-high boots?
No knee-high boots.
Well, you could bring your knee-high boots and your raincoat and your rain hat and come on over here for a few days and enjoy the weather.
Well, I'm tracking what the storm is looking like it's going to do.
We'll get into that. Don't ruin the surprise yet. We'll get into that, because there's enough to talk about. But let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Of course.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because we were founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, now we'll talk about Idalia. Now, Idalia is a tropical storm going to be a hurricane. At the very least, because it's moving very slow And that's not good when you've got storms that are starting to develop in 85 and 90 degree water, which is what it's in right now. It's going to intensify slow. Well, actually, it intensified quite rapidly yesterday. It went from about 35 miles an hour to winds to about 65 miles an hour. And the water is continuing to be absorbed, lots of it. So this is going to be a rainmaker big time. This is going to be a surge maker big time, because everybody on the right side of this push of water and this rain is going to get deluged, literally. And I've got all the information and all the warnings and all that stuff right here. And basically, all I'm going to tell people right now is you need to get prepared. Now, if you're going to stick around and you're anywhere in a flood zone, and if you don't know what a flood zone is, you better find out real quick. But if you're in a flood zone here in Florida, you need to start thinking about moving further inland, and going just straight north is not going to be the solution to the problem, because this storm is going to go north and then make a right turn and cut across Georgia into the Carolinas. So it's not that simple, right?
That's exactly right.
So back to what we're talking about here. We have a hurricane warning down south of us, down in Cuba. And we have a hurricane watch up here by us, which goes from, let's see here, let me find this. Hurricane watch is in effect for Englewood to Indian Pass, Florida, including all of Tampa Bay. Tropical storm watch is in effect for south of Englewood to Chokolosee, Florida, which is down there by the reservation, lower Florida Keys, west of the west end of the 7 Mile Bridge. That's down there by Key West. Now, that's the basic beginnings that you need to start planning for right there, because they don't know, and they really don't know, exactly where this storm is going to go, because they have a tendency to follow the warmer water, which makes sense, right?
Of course.
And as a result, if it follows the warmer water, it will come ashore a little bit sooner than going to what they call Big Bend and making that right turn, because the water is warmer to the south of there, not the north of there. And we'll get into more of that when we come back and try to explain it a little differently. But basically, you need to be prepared. If you're anywhere on the southwest coast of Florida, all the way up to Tallahassee, you need to be totally prepared now. And if not, you need to get so today. Otherwise, you might not find anything on the store shelves. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Well, don't you wish you had a My Pillow right now, a whole bunch of them, because guess what? Those My Pillows float. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and his My Pillow company. Yep, My Pillow, 20 years in business, and he's celebrating his 20th year anniversary with a huge special at MyPillow.com. Now go over to MyPillow.com. Always use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's CAPTAIN on the promo code. And that will get you the discount on all the items that are over there. And he's got discounts of up to 60, up to 80% on some items. Buy one, get ones are over there. And I'll tell you what. It just doesn't get any better right now. Mike Lindell is really going all out to try to help you, the American consumer, when you're not being helped by our government and big bad Joe Biden, who wants to do some bad things to us, including raising our taxes and, oh, by the way, bringing back the COVID shot. We'll get into that in a little bit, too. Now, the special anniversary offer from MyPillows.com is not only about pillows. It's also about the bed sheets and the towels and the mattress toppers and the mattresses and the my slippers and so much more. They've even got pet beds for your dogs or cats or whatever you want to put in there. You can go over to MyPillow.com or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's a 24/7 number. There's someone there right now. That's 800-641-5459. And use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's MyPillow.com, phone number 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN and take advantage of Mike's special offer on all of his items over at MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Well, Kyle, we have an update. I knew it was coming in, and I'm going to read it just as it is. You ready?
Of course.
Idalia is forecast to become a hurricane by the time it reaches the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. It could near or at major hurricane strength when it reaches the Gulf Coast of Florida. The risk continues to increase for a life-threatening storm surge and hurricane-force winds along portions of the west coast of Florida and the Florida Panhandle beginning as early as Tuesday. Storm surge and hurricane watches are in effect for portions of the west coast of Florida and the coast of Florida's Panhandle. And residents in those areas should monitor updates to the forecast and follow any advice given by the local officials. Folks, you need to be paying attention to this storm, especially if you live along the shoreline on the Gulf of Mexico here in Florida. Now, scattered flash and urban flooding is expected across portions of the west coast of Florida, the Florida Panhandle, and southern Georgia late Tuesday night through Wednesday night. And heavy rainfall may lead to flash flooding across portions of the Carolinas on Wednesday into Thursday. Right now, hurricane-force winds are happening across portions of the far western part of Cuba, and that will happen and occur until late Monday. Heavy rainfall is expected across portions of the eastern Yucatan and western Cuba. We've had one unofficial report of 18 inches of rain in one area, so that's how much water's in this thing, and may produce areas of flash and urban flooding, as well as landslides across western Cuba, and that's what happens. Now, the center of the storm is not what you should be looking at when you look at the hurricane path, because the cone of uncertainty is where that storm will be, to the right or to the left. Right now, Kyle, when we started the show, the cone of uncertainty had it more up the line towards what we call Big Bend. Now it's dropped it down a little bit more towards Tampa and skirting Sarasota Bay. So it's definitely an uncertain track. It'll probably change a couple of more times before they get it a little bit more honed in, but they did definitely move the storm a little bit more to the right, and the worst place to be in a hurricane or tropical storm is on the right side, because that's where all the water is.
And the thing that people should be doing right now, Captain, in addition to monitoring this cone and listening to the reports and looking at these predictions as they do keep changing, is to be ready for this storm in whatever capacity it comes in. That means be prepared for the power to go out. Be ready with water and food, and yep, be ready with your evacuation plan. Be ready with your medication and these kinds of things so that you're not caught at the very last minute, because the next day or so is going to go by really fast.
And again, if you're going to evacuate, just don't get in the car and go, well, I'm going to go north. No, 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 no. You do not want to go north, and if you do, you want to get north of Atlanta. Why? Because this storm is going to skirt the southern part of Atlanta, make a right-hand hook, and probably wind up going up the coastline somewhere around South Carolina or North Carolina. So you don't want to make that mistake. You got to go either south and east over towards Melbourne and Fort Pierce would be a relatively safe area to be, or you got to go up into the panhandle as far west as Crestview, Mobile, Pensacola. You should be all right up there. But Atlanta would be, I wouldn't even stop till I got to Atlanta.
Well, and of course, too, if you're told to evacuate, if the local authorities make that announcement, then you really need to go. Don't try to stay and ride it out if it's going to be that bad.
And hello, Atlanta, AM 920. We're sending you some visitors. we're sending him some business. Just send us the commission on all sales. There you go. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. No, I didn't say that facetiously. I meant it. If I was going to go north and head on out of here to avoid this, I would go all the way to Atlanta, and I wouldn't stop till I got there.
Well, yeah, precisely. Precisely.
Yep. Yep. Because anywhere else, you're going to get caught up in something. We just don't know what the something's going to be yet. We'll have a much better idea tomorrow night of what's going on. And even into, tomorrow night, I would say we can almost with certainty say, here's where it's going.
Hopefully so, because that'll give people even better idea of how to prepare and what they need to do.
Yeah, because what happens, and this is what these forecasters, now the real forecasters know, they watch the water temperature and they watch the currents.
okay, and the water temperature is the warmest closer to the shoreline, not out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. So this storm is going to follow, as they always do, the warmer water. And it will stay on that path unless something comes along and moves it out of the way, like a high-pressure system or some type of burst of you know, a jet stream or something like that. And it just doesn't appear that that's going to happen.
Well, exactly right. But again, more information will be coming in over here in the next 24 hours.
All right. And now, folks, I'm going to get to some news, some sad news for me to have to report. I hate having to do this. But we lost three Marines yesterday, and about 20 were injured in an aircraft crash in Australia during a training exercise. This was another Osprey that went down. I'm really beginning quite concerned, Kyle, about Ospreys. I think this is about the ninth or tenth that's crashed in the last several years.
Well, yeah, I believe so. And this happened, as you said, it's off the northern coast of Australia in a place called Melville Island, where they were doing some maneuvers. And we understand that I believe these Marines came from, if not all that were killed, came from Camp Pendleton here in Southern California.
Yeah, they did. And unfortunately, another 150 Marines have been dispatched. Because what they do is they keep rotating the Marines into that area.
Right, exactly. We understand that they were taken to hospitals there, and they hit the red button for our Marines, and we're very appreciative of that, of course.
Well, yeah, but still, we got to find out what's going on with these Osprey, this aircraft. There's something just not right.
Well, that's right. There were other maneuvers and other activities planned. All that has been put aside for right now while this crash investigation is being implemented.
Well, yeah, for sure. And, of course, Speaker McCarthy is on the record now for saying an impeachment inquiry is a natural step forward. He said so yesterday when being talked about on one of the Sunday talk shows. And, of course, former President Trump is coming out and saying that they need to do something, and they need to do it fairly soon, or they're going to not have a chance to do anything at all. And it looks like as if even though they would not be able to get this passed in the Senate, that they're going to at least try to get it done in the House and convict him, find him guilty, meaning Joe Biden, in the House of Representatives, and have that on his record before we get into the next election, which is something I think Biden's been trying to avoid.
Well, that's right. We'll see what happens after the break, too.
All right, hold that thought. Coming back right after this break, folks. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch will be rolling right back with a whole bunch of more stuff. And, oh, by the way, guess I didn't tell you, it's a Monday morning. Monday. And when we come back, beware what you wish for, Democrats.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The Jacksonville, Florida sheriff says Saturday's shooting was, quote, sicking ideologies that do not reflect the community and doesn't believe that there's a racial divide in the city. Three people were shot to death Saturday at a dollar store. Three U.S. Marines are dead after their military aircraft went down in northern Australia. Australia's Defense Ministry says the crash happened during an annual exercise involving the militaries of the U.S., Australia, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Texas has sent another bus full of migrants to Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass releasing a statement saying 39 more people, including 21 children, arrived in the city needing shelter. She criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott, calling the move a, quote, political act. Gran Turismo is expected to hold off Barbie for number one in North American theaters. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota did that for us. We appreciate that. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a part of my daily health plan. I start up my morning. Every morning with a packet of Relief Factor, the four easy-to-swallow capsules inside that packet. And, of course, it's all natural. I don't need to worry about any types of drugs or anything like that. There are no drugs in it. But it helps my body to reduce the inflammation over time, the swelling and the just discomfort that I go through a lot with the natural ingredients that are in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain to begin with. And it will go right straight to the source to lower or eliminate the pain associated with the exercise and everyday living that you go through. And, oh, by the way, you also will be able to lower some of the swelling that happens when you have that inflammation. So, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, supports the healthy joints and muscles too. And it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Gets it all going, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start for Relief Factor. And you get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. I'll have some with me this weekend when I go to the gun show in Largo, the Two Guys Gun Show. I'll also have a couple of Balance of Nature kits with me as well. So I'll probably have two
of the relief factors and two of the balance of nature when I'm over there on Saturday at the Largo Event Center. But anyway, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. And in the words of Carl Warren, who likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
See, I told you, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, back to the drawing board here. It seems that Governor Ron DeSantis and folks are really going to get a chance again, those of you wanting a presidential candidate. You're really going to get a chance to see what the best governor in the country can do when it comes to this storm that's coming in. He's already come back off the campaign trail. He's already declared a state of emergency for 33 counties in Florida to get that all set up. They've already moved and have had in place equipment in some areas where they believe the storm will be. So we're prepared before these things ever hit, for the most part, because they have a habit of hitting in the same general areas, say within a couple hundred miles of each other. Just like last year, Ian hit down there in Charlotte County and the southern part of Sarasota County, and they had equipment already staged from prior storms ready to go. If they didn't, it would have been a lot worse. Now, the other thing is we had a horrible shooting yesterday, Kyle, and I think you know a little bit about that. It was at a dollar store up in Jacksonville where three black people were killed by a white gunman, and then he took his own life. Is that right?
Well, that's right, Captain. We understand that this shooter, we're not going to say his name, of course, as is our policy here on the program. He did evidently purchase the guns. He had a handgun. He also had an AR-15-style rifle, is what they're describing it as. But he had had swastikas on that gun, evidently.
Yep.
And he did kill three black individuals at a dollar store. And then took his own life, of course. And as they went through some of the stuff at his home and so forth, they found all kinds of bizarre manifestos. This was obviously racially motivated. He had the hatred for black people. This is a terrible, terrible travesty. And here's the other thing, Captain. It turns out that this shooter, evidently within the last couple of years or so, this is the information we have right now, it may be clarified, but he evidently was involuntarily committed to an institution for a time. And so I think the question is, why hasn't this popped up? Because there, at least as far as we know right now, there were no red flags when he purchased these firearms.
And there should have been, because how old was he? Wasn't he like 21 or something like that?
Yes, I think he was, yes, very
young. So he would have been a minor when this happened, so maybe it's because he was a minor, didn't get put out there, but it should have been. Because he shouldn't have been able to buy the weapons. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly right. So this investigation is going to yield a lot more information, and maybe there can be some changes, obviously, that come from something like this when there's no communication between these databases for something so important like this.
Well, it's a shame, and of course our thoughts and prayers go out to the people involved in all of this, and it's just terrible. Now, Biden had to be shamed into recognizing the troops that were killed at the Kabul airport on the second anniversary of the attack. The fact that he had to be reminded, or he didn't say anything the first time around, and this time had to be reminded again to say something, is really pathetic.
It is pathetic. You thought it might not get more pathetic than it actually was at the actual time of the Afghan pullout, where the president was asked about people who were falling off these cargo planes at altitude, meaning falling to their death after hanging onto these planes,
right?
Desperately trying to get away, and he said, "Oh, that was like 4 or 5 days ago." I remember it clearly. That's why it's no surprise, Captain, when you fast forward to, say, Maui, and he starts talking about his Corvette, you know, where people have lost their children. This is ridiculous.
And his house was almost lost in a house fire that he had. Yeah, kitchen fire lasted 20 minutes, put out by a fire extinguisher.
Right, but to say that it's not just tone deaf, there's something else about this. This goes way farther than ever being tone deaf.
Yep, you're right. Well, you get what you sow, or you reap what you sow, I guess, and somewhere there's a payback for him as a result of all this. Now, Speaker McCarthy, and we did mention this briefly, I don't know if he's actually going to bring forth the impeachment inquiry. He said it's a natural step forward. But if he does, it's only going to go through the House and get passed, and it will go nowhere in the Senate. Fair to say?
Well, that's right. Yeah, what they would do, because right now there's a lot of information that they've uncovered. So, yes, the next natural step would be to go to the impeachment inquiry, which gives them a little bit more investigative teeth in order to do this. Even Jonathan Turley has chimed in on this, saying that's the next step now, basically, whether it's tomorrow or next month or who knows, but it would be the next thing to do. And, of course, yes, based on that, they could have an impeachment vote in the House. That would impeach the president, but as you mentioned, it would probably go nowhere in the Senate, so there would be no conviction.
Now, Viktor Shokin, who was the prosecutor in the Ukraine who Joe had fired, correct?
Right.
Says that Joe and Hunter Biden were both being bribed.
Yes, that's right. That's right. He told this on Fox News Channel One Nation, I believe, on Saturday.
Okay, and I don't... again, the guy has no, quote, proof, concrete proof that I know of, unless you know something.
Well, this is his testimony, or this is his story that he's saying. So basically he's saying they were bribed. The fact is that Joe Biden gave away, these are his words, $1 billion in U.S. money in exchange for my dismissal, my firing. Isn't that alone a case of corruption, he asked?
Is it?
Well, he's definitely, he's proffering this very incredible story, right? So now, if there were records, we understand too, Captain, I believe the reports that some of these records might have actually been destroyed. Well, hopefully in the modern world like this, if they were electronic records and Hillary didn't get to them with her bleach bit or something like that, maybe there will be some kind of digital copy somewhere, something that they didn't get to if, in fact, they destroyed these records.
Well, be careful what you wish for, Democrats, because since Donald Trump was arraigned in Georgia, he's raised another $7.1 million since he was booked there for the fourth time. And I really think that they've bitten off more than they can chew. I think that the people in the country, even some Democrats, are really mad as hell about what's going on, and they can see that this is all being weaponized by the Democrats.
Well, it makes it a very easier case for Trump to make, that the sheer magnitude and the piling on of all these charges all over the place, you know, constitute just that, a weaponization.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
up? What's the drive in your country? Keep country driving on. What you think? What you think?
I love it. Sounds great.
I'll tell you what, Travis Tritt, and that was actually a concert on a Saturday afternoon in Chattanooga. That's why he said that he got the big round of applause when he did that.
Very cool.
Pretty neat. Pretty neat. All right, well, here we go. I got to tell everybody that this week the weather's going to be pretty much centered on what's going on down here in Florida, because Florida is the spotlight for this hurricane that's coming our way. And, yes, it's going to be a hurricane. Probably it's going to be a Cat 1, a very strong Cat 1. Could possibly be a low-grade Cat 2 with 110-mile-an-hour winds. The possibility is there for that. We just don't know yet. So we're giving you all the possibilities so you understand this is not a game. This is something you need to be prepared for. And if you got to check on somebody that's elderly, if your neighbors are having trouble or whatnot, now's the time to do it. Don't wait till Tuesday when all hell breaks loose. Start right now, today, first part of the week. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we continue to see these excessive heat warnings, especially for our friends in Tucson, also over in Phoenix. Excessive heat warning in southern Arizona expected through Tuesday right now. High temperatures in the afternoon could hit 115 degrees. Excessive heat warnings continue for Kingland, Arizona, Lake Havasu City, on up towards our friends in Las Vegas, also across Southern California, and then up the coast of Southern California through Los Angeles and up towards a little north of Ventura. And in some cases in the desert in California, you can get way into the triple digits. We're expecting at least high 90s on the Orange County coastal areas right now. So be careful there. And then rounding all this out, we've got to continue with the air quality alert. This in Southern Oregon, Medford a little bit north of that, up Interstate 5. This has to do with the wildfires burning there, and we'll keep you apprised of that as well. Not much on the radar right now in terms of precipitation interfering with any of our interstates, but you do have rain right around Santa Fe, New Mexico right now, and a little bit skirting the border between New Mexico and Texas right down the line. So be careful out there.
All right, well, we'll start with the heat first. It goes from about Corpus Christi, Texas, all the way up to Houston and Beaumont, then coming across I-10 and I-12 in Louisiana, all the way over to New Orleans and over to Grand Bay, Alabama, and into Mobile and into Pensacola. You're going to have some 90-plus degree weather, which will take you up into the feels like hundreds. That'll also be about 40 or 50 miles deep off the interstate going north all the way across. But then the big story is right now Florida. From about the western end of Big Bend, which is about Tallahassee, all the way down to Tampa Bay and just skirting Sarasota Bay, you have a hurricane watch and a hurricane warning, depending on where you're at. Closest proximity to the Gulf gets you the warning. Furthest away gets you the watch. Now, down below that, all the way down to the Keys, you've got a tropical storm watch in place. And not a warning, a watch. And there is a slight area where that could all change today. And the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and I know you're looking at what I'm looking at, Kyle, is solid red. That means the hurricane is following pretty much within 100 to 150 miles of the shoreline, which will certainly, depending on where the center of the storm is, be in the warm, warm water that's there, which we talked about earlier. And it will give the right side of the storm the push with the water, with the surge, with the showers that'll come in. By the way, there's also a threat, I should mention, of tornadoes with this, as there always is with this type of a system. So one other thing to consider, correct?
Absolutely. You have to be ready.
Now, I'm going to read this statement. Idalia is forecast to become a hurricane by the time it reaches the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, and it could be near or at major hurricane strength even when it reaches the Gulf Coast of Florida. The risk continues to increase for a life-threatening storm surge. Hurricane-force winds along portions of the west coast of Florida and the Florida Panhandle beginning as early as Tuesday. Storm surge and hurricane watches are in effect for portions of the west coast of Florida and the coast of the Florida Panhandle. Now, residents in these areas should monitor updates to the forecast, follow any advice given to them by local officials, and prepare now to get ready for the storm. Now,
if you're going to have an escape plan or whatever, you need to tell people you're getting out of the area so we don't run into a situation like we just did in Maui where they had, what, 1,800 people missing and didn't know where anybody was, right?
That's right. A great many, yes.
Yeah, and I guess about 1,500 of them finally showed up, but they didn't tell anybody where they were going. Well, tell your neighbor, tell your friends, tell somebody where you're going so that they know that you're okay. But again, if you're going to get out of Dodge, if you're going to get out of Florida, the safest place to be, and hello Atlanta, the safest place to be is going to be Atlanta. You got to get up out of Valdosta, up out of Tifton, and get up around Atlanta to miss the storm as it makes that right turn and goes up towards the Carolinas and out to sea, which is what it's going to do. So that's my advice.
And that's really good advice, isn't that?
Well, it comes from, this isn't my first rodeo. It comes from a number of years of experience where we had to, and by the way, when I had the trucks that I had, we worked with FEMA. And we would load up with the National Guard equipment, the backhoes and dozers and tractors and whatever else they had, generators, and load it on our trucks. And we would go and stage at an area where they told us to be, and then we would follow them into an area. And that's what we did with our trucks for quite a while. We were, my wife and I were government contractors, and our little small trucking company moved a lot of equipment during the hurricanes. And I was also involved as a first responder to a number of them as well. So just please be careful, ladies and gentlemen. If you're in a low-lying area where the waters are going to come up on you, where you've had a tradition of having flooding in the past, there's no reason to think that it's not going to flood again if you're in the storm-related area, which is about a 450-mile warning stretch, watch and warning stretch. So you got to be prepared. This is not a drill. This is a real thing.
That's exactly right. Listen to local authorities and be prepared as best as you can be, absolutely.
And I can tell you my flagship station will be on top of this all the time because we've got some of the best people, most experienced people in the business that will handle this, including myself and our news director, Roger P. Shulman, and, of course, our good friend Bill Bunkley, who's been through this a time or two. He's been in them as an individual, but it's a different story when you have to respond to them and see what goes on. So hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we move along. And Kathy is going to take us to break, and we'll be back after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.